So Kelly got a taste of what it was like to do a school project with me, if you ever had partners on a school project.
I swear to God.
And it was not, it was probably a little too much of an insight into.
Were you intense, Blake, with school projects?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go through the whole thing.
Oh, thank you, Kelly, for clarifying.
So wait, let me explain what it's for, and then okay. I'll give you my perspective.
Okay. I'll give you my perspective.
So it's this event we're doing tomorrow morning. It's tomorrow all day at Vinegar Hill Music Theater. It's called Santa Paws. It's a Christmas tree auction, basically. So everyone decorates trees, like a bunch of people, local businesses, designers make these beautiful trees, a pet store because it's to benefit Lucky Pup Rescue. A pet store will do their own tree, and it has like dog toys and treats on it and stuff. And it's just decorating trees, and you put a little raffle ticket in the trees that you like, and then someone wins each tree. You get to keep the fake tree and everything. I think they do some real ones too, but they have to have those outside. But so there are a few. So I had this idea a couple years ago, because I've done this event for a few years now. And of course, I'm always last minute. I'm a notorious procrastinator.
Yeah, this is step one.
Yep.
This is step one of my perspective coming up soon.
Exhibit A.
Yeah.
So I had this idea, and then I bring it up to Kelly, and I said, what do you think about this? And she was like, okay. And I tried to explain what my thought process was, but because it involves making our own tree. So it's kind of like, it's not just decorating a fake tree that we go buy with ornaments. It was creating a crafty construction project, right?
Oh, my God.
And she was like, okay, well, you have the design in mind, so as long as you can get the material, I'll help you put it together. That right? That was, am I?
No, but okay.
She can't wait
What have I said that's wrong? Well, yesterday was construction day. I got all the supplies this week, and then yesterday we went to it.
So being a part of Blake's life
The defense rests, Your Honor, and now it's time for the prosecution.
Here comes Marcia Clark.
Being part of Blake's life, what I've realized is nothing is really planned. It's all last minute, and it's all very fly by the seat of your pants, and you're either on the train or you're getting run over by it. So I'm on it, and now I'm a planner. Now, this would have been done weeks ago.
Right.
And there would have been communication and there would have been everything. So yesterday I get a text. No, there was never a, hey, what do you think about this? There was never a, hey, let's do this.
Didn't we have a little bit of a conversation?
Oh, I don't know. So I get a text in the morning yesterday. It's like, it's construction day. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what that means. But then I'm like, I know. It's last minute because this thing is Saturday. So we're doing it. He brings all this stuff in at the end of the show. Now, I have things planned for after the show, which I'm like, you're killing me, kid. Like,
you have
a life. Right. I'm like, I have no idea that we're doing this. Now, I got an insight into Blake as a crafty. I literally at one point said to him, oh my God, you are the son of an artist, because he is. If I was doing this project, it would have looked not as good. I will say the final product is worth it. But like, how to get there? It's like, you could tell that he had this idea and he wanted me to, quote, help. But he wanted me to, quote, help as long as it was in the way that his vision was.
Right.
So
I was very much the GC of this.
I was like pulling things and he was like, ooh, okay, that's nice. But I think we should just do this. And then I'm looking at him being like, look, we got a time thing. This is all last minute. Like, why don't you let me do this part while you finish your work over here? And he's like, well, yeah, but if you just do it like this. So he's very particular. He's very crafty. He has a million things going on. And I will say that the final product will be amazing. But it is quite a ride.
Is it still not done?
I was like, I'm leaving.
Well, Kelly finished all the stuff that she needed to do.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I feel like
there was a point. I was finishing part of it. I don't want to reveal what it is because I want it to be a surprise when you show up. And I also don't want to create the expectation that it's going to look amazing. And then you go there and you're like, oh.
I think it's going to look perfect for what it's supposed to be. Like, right. I would want this for my house.
Right.
That's how good it's coming out.
Oh,
and that's
where
your artistry and your controlling.
You don't have
nature.
To kiss my ass now after you rip me to shreds a second ago.
But you are just, it's like you're an evil genius. Like, you know, like, it's not planned
that's
out.
That's the strangest compliment.
It's planned out up here, but it just takes you, it's just like, pow, we're doing it.
Yeah.
And then we do it.
Right.
But, yeah.
So, right.
I could quickly tell where I was like, oh, do you want me to just start doing this? And you were like, huh. No.
Well, I didn't want Right.
Right.
I knew that Kelly had some time on this day, and I knew that it was like, you know, only like an hour after the show, and then... And I was like, okay, so let's go. This will be the day.
I will say it was fun.
There was one point where I was banished from my own project too.
Oh,
well. Yeah.
So I had the idea for this thing, and I'm like, okay, we're gonna do this and do this and do this, and then I started to do some of it, and Kelly was like, oh, okay, I see. Now I see. Like, yes. It's coming together. And then she was like, well, here, I'll do this and I'll do this, and then I start using the tape, and then I said, here, you tape this, and then there was a point where we were like at a good stage where the next stage was just tape, and Kelly goes, go over to your buttons over there and do whatever you have to do for tomorrow's show, okay?
Yeah. I was like, go do it. I'm doing
this
part. I got
the tape, okay? Just go to your buttons, okay?
But I've never felt more pressure. I'm like, this tape has to look like lifelike. I'm like, this has to look... We're doing like a Broadway
magic
play right
tape.
Now. Like, that's how I felt. Like, this has to look like Broadway-esque.
Right.
And at one point, he like looked over, and in my head, I like kind of glanced up, and in my head, I was like... He likes it. I did a good job. It looks
well,
good.
Well, we were, maybe not a functional team, but in the end, a good team.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
So if you want to see the tree and maybe win it, all to benefit Lucky Pup Rescue, it's at Vinegar Hill Music Theater tomorrow. And you don't have to come when we're there, but if you want to come when we're there, likely when I'm putting a couple finishing touches on it.
Yeah, right.
Totally.
The last minute. Go to our website, coast931.com, and you can get all the info. But we will be there tomorrow from 9:30 to 11:30. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting it here. You know what I'm going to say? Any guesses? Vinegar Hill Music Theater, I'll say this weekend. I'll put this up on my Instagram. So Blake Hayes on Instagram, and see if you have any guesses about what. It's just a couple of pictures because I don't want to make it too obvious. But we basically dismantled Michael's wreath.
Yes.
And by the way, I really hope there's a vacuum in the building because we made a mess.
Huge mess.
Yeah. So Kelly's going to clean that up after the show. And
yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, that was one thing that I was like, I will clean the mess.
It's clean up day, Kelly.
I will clean the mess. Yeah.
I'm already looking for a broom. Don't worry.